Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's up, Bull?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
How are you doing?
Adam. It's Victory Lap Friday.
It was unbelievable. I was on a plane during the first half of the game.
Yeah.
And this day I had to take off for a family event, even before I knew what the Brown schedule was. So it was bad timing. But I get off the plane lands last night, and I put on my phone, and I see 14-0 Jets. And I said, oh, my God. I listened to most of the rest of the game on the radio and watched the end.
Yeah.
And now rewatching it after. Unbelievable. I mean, what a job Baker Mayfield did. I mean, I don't know where you guys are at this point. I just saw some of the comments from you, but incredible that they, I thought they'd win this week. I was so convinced. And then at 14-0, you're like, oh, my God. And Tyrod, was obviously terrible in the first half. But what a job by Baker Mayfield. Browns fans have to be so excited after, I get it to half. We don't want to go too bonkers because he's got to, you got to prove it for a while.
Right.
But that start from Baker after all the failed starts and ineptitude from such bad quarterbacks that we've seen has to have fans so excited right now. I'm really excited for everybody.
And what's so great about it, I think, is that this is a guy that was the backup. He didn't get chances to play with the ones. We always talked about how, man, do we really want his first chance to go in with the ones to be in the middle of a game against, in a regular season game in a situation like this? This wasn't just any game, guys. This was national TV. This was primetime. This was the color rush. I mean, there was so much hype and emphasis on this specific game that most people, when put in that situation, would fold under the pressure, not Baker Mayfield.
And, I mean, and to add to that, too, Dustin, it was his team was trailing. The team was
absolutely
dead. The stadium was dead. And that was a really, really tough spot for him to be thrust into when you combine those two things to it, too.
And the thing, and before you get back in, Bull, the thing I loved about it was this is Baker. I mean, this was the – honestly, this was the perfect spot for him to come in and take the job. Not to start a game, not to we'll talk about it. Oh, this is Baker's first start and what's going to happen. No. Adversity, put the team on his back.
Yep.
Show everybody this is why you drafted him number one overall. I don't think that there are too many people doubting why the Browns took him number one overall today. I don't think so.
Now, again, we got to see a lot more. It's only a half a game. But what we saw last night was incredible. I think you're right. The team had no life. The stadium had no life when the injury happened after going back to see it. And then it just everything picked up, right? The intensity in the crowd, the energy for the team.
Yep.
And none of this. Hold the ball that Tyrod does all the time, waiting for the perfect moment to throw it.
Right.
He was just getting it, getting rid of the ball, putting it out there. Listen, he's going to make some mistakes along the way. He's going to have bad games here and there, as any quarterback does, especially young quarterbacks. He'll throw some picks. But the aggressiveness with which he played with is what you've been missing, and it was totally missing from Tyrod Taylor and most of the quarterbacks we've seen here in Cleveland. And I love that. I love that aggressive play. It was a beautiful thing to watch, but he just, like you said, it was 14-0, and he just marches the team down the field.
Yeah.
Obviously, they missed after the turnover, that was a little disappointing they didn't get in the end zone there after settle for a field goal. But besides that, I mean, to outscore the Jets 21-3 the rest of the way, and the numbers he put up and the confidence he showed, he didn't look like a rookie out there, guys.
Right. And you know what I love, guys, about Baker is that you don't have to make excuses for him. You don't have to talk about how bad the offensive line is or how bad the running game is or how the wide receivers can't get separation. It's not like the wide receivers were getting great separation in last night's game against the Jets. He was throwing guys open. He was throwing and timing. He was throwing in rhythm with anticipation. So it's not like all of a sudden Carlos Hyde started running like a different guy. It's just the defense wasn't able to attack the Browns offense the same kind of way because of Baker. And you just don't have to make excuses for the guy because you feel like he's going to overcome whatever it is that's thrown at him.
Yeah, we talk all the time about that. We've talked about that a lot this week about how all the great quarterbacks throw guys open and throw with anticipation and are not hesitant. If you're hesitant, you stink. And not, you know, maybe that's a little harsh, but Tyrod was always hesitant. He never threw with anticipation. He had to see the guy open to hit him.
Yep.
And you can't be a great quarterback that way. It's impossible. So you could say all you want about, hey, he's going to be more aggressive and there's another level. No, there isn't. You are who you are. You're either aggressive or you're not. I don't think that can be coached into you. I think that you're either that type of person or you're not. If Baker is, Tyrod isn't.
Guys, when I was on the field, I noticed a couple things in the first half when Tyrod Taylor was in the game.
Okay.
Jamal Adams was 5 yards from the line of scrimmage, seven yards from the line of scrimmage, and they were pressuring the hell out of him. There was no fear of Tyrod beating them over the top. There was no fear. And so what they do, guys, they take away the run. You know, the Browns couldn't get anything going on the ground. You know, Hyde was getting hit in the backfield, and Chubb wasn't getting anything going.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, Baker comes in. Who else looked good when Baker came in, guys?
The defense.
Carlos Hyde. Well, the defense too, but my point is the running game, which we talk about how we got to get it going. When your quarterback can make throws down the seam and hit a 12-yard out and do like normal NFL quarterback type stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, defenses have to respect that, guys, and they're not going to just sit in the box and just crowd the line of scrimmage and take away the run and say, yeah, we're not really scared of you. Now they're going to have to be scared of the Browns.
And the same with the offensive line. The offensive line feels like, hey, we don't have to block forever because we have somebody who can read the defense, who's willing to throw over the middle, who's going to get the ball out quickly. It's not a surprise that the offensive line looked great in the second half of that game. Number one, they didn't have a number of guys standing over the top of them ready to rush the quarterback because they were too fearful of that. And number two, they had a quarterback back there who actually knew what he was doing. It's amazing that he was the rookie and Tyrod's the 8-year veteran because it simply doesn't look like that.
It was incredible the energy, how the energy of the crowd really, I thought, fed the players. And because, as you guys said, because Baker was playing in such rhythm and getting rid of the ball quickly, they had such a good flow to the offense. Really something like we haven't seen with the Browns in forever. I mean, it was like, wow, this is what a real offensive football team looks like. When's the last time we saw that? With Derek Anderson? I mean, you know, it's been a long time. And look at the defense, right? The defense gives up 14 points. And basically, once Baker came in, the defense outside of that one drive where the Jets get the field goal, and they just shut them down the rest of the way. So the defense did their job. You know, they hold teams to 17 points. They're going to win most games with a better offense, which they appear to have. And, again, I want to keep saying we got to see it more.
Yep.
There's going to be ups and downs for a young quarterback, but obviously everything was promising. And I know Hugh Jackson is not fully admitting yet that Baker is going to be the quarterback and he wants to talk to the players or whatever, but that was silly because he's alluding to the fact that Baker's going to be the quarterback without saying it. There can't even be a discussion. I mean, there's simply no argument to continue to play Tyrod Taylor, whether he's healthy or not.
Just,
that's it.
He's just being respectful to Tyrod and the injury and all that. There's no way after the guy has lost, 33 games out of 34 that he finally finds a guy that looks like an NFL quarterback and they fight from behind and come back and the number one overall pick and all that stuff, he's not going to bench the guy. I mean, he's not
that dumb. But guys, here's the thing that's concerning. And, obviously, by everything we know, John Dorsey was involved in the decision to not play Baker Mayfield. But let's not kid ourselves. If Tyrod Taylor had played that whole game, the Browns would not have won that game.
Oh, yeah.
Adam, you lose the game. We're talking about firing the coach today.
Yep.
We're saying if you don't play Baker, what are you going to do? You'd play Tyrod probably against Oakland. You lose that game. And then we would literally be on a downward spiral with this team.
Yep.
Instead, the kid comes in. And by the way, everything happens for a reason, I believe. And he comes in, saves the day. He's the hero. And Hugh Jackson's he's got a job now. And I'll tell you what, he's got life. He's got a new life now. He should be loving Baker Mayfield right now.
Well, he probably should have played him the first two games. Maybe they'd be 3-0.
I agree. I think
that's a fair point.
Yeah. Now you can have the conversation, I think, to some degree. Like, what if we would have played him? Like,
absolutely.
I'm telling you, Baker Mayfield would not have been 15 for 40 in week one.
Yeah.
I would bet anything on that.
Well, in the long run, guys, though, it's good that he's playing now. And, you know, because get the bumps and bruises and get the ups and downs out of the way. And, you know, however this season turns out, you know, obviously, with all Jazz right now, you think you have a better chance to win with Baker, but he's still a rookie. And, you know, Darnold looked great in his first game, and he looked terrible last night. So there's going to be moments where Baker's going to not play well. It's most likely to happen, as it does with any rookie quarterback. But the fact that he'll get a lot of games in now, you'd think by next year, all right, now it's time to go. Now maybe we can be a playoff team.
Yeah, the one thing that I didn't like, though, was that, you know, Hugh Jackson was basically saying, when he was asked the question, and I know that it was a tough spot for him to be in, after the game, they had just won, Tyrod Taylor concussed, he's one of the captains of the team, and you don't want to just throw that guy to the side. But I didn't like the fact that he kept talking about, well, we had to go with Baker when the team was ready for him. How are the Browns in that much of a better spot as a team around Baker than they were in the first 2 weeks? That doesn't make any sense to me. It sounds like a guy who has no argument.
No, it makes no sense. It was like he was trying to figure out a reason after Baker looked so good to make an excuse for why they didn't play him the first couple of weeks when Tyrod was not good.
Yeah,
he knows that he looks bad right now. He's like, well, we had this guy on the sidelines, and we tied a game, and we lost a game that we should have won because we had a lead in the second half. And if we'd have played Baker, we probably...
We'll never know.
No, you can't. You don't know, but you can make the argument you'd be 2-1 or 2-0-1. I don't know.
I think
we're 3-0.
If we see Baker play really well for like the next month, no matter what the record of the team is, you're not gonna win every game. But if he plays really well, then you'll go back and have a better assumption that they would have won because, you know, for all we know, he could play the next three games and not be very good. I mean, let's see how, you know, sometimes you come in a game, you know this stuff, but sometimes you come in a game and you perform, and the next time you have the whole week to get ready and everybody's preparing for you, and maybe you don't do as well. We'll see. But I'm much more excited to watch the Browns play against the Raiders now, knowing that Baker Mayfield's going to play the game.
Okay,
and knowing that I think they have a better chance to win.
Right, and I'm with you. And maybe this is a myopic view by me, and maybe because I'm so down on Tyrod Taylor and so high on Baker Mayfield, but I just don't feel like the bad of Baker is ever going to match what we saw from Tyrod in the first two games. Like, in the first two games of this NFL season, there was one quarterback in the league that was worse than Tyrod, and it was Sam Bradford, who's having a hard time just completing passes. So even if Baker goes through those ups and downs, those rookie growing pains, I don't think it's ever going to be to the level where Baker's holding back the team from winning games the way that Tyrod did in the first two.
Well, I think. Listen, all three of us like Baker and think he's going to be good, right? So since we all think he's going to be good, with Tyrod, we knew what he was. We all knew there was no, I know some people thought, but we all knew there was no upside. That Tyrod was a perfectly serviceable player, but that there was no upside. So when Tyrod plays bad, you're like, well, why do I got to put up with this? Because the good is not that good. So when Baker struggles, has in his inevitable rookie struggle, you're going to be like, okay, I can put up with this also because I know that the upside is so high that it's going to be worth the struggling and the growing pains along the way.
Sure. Did you celebrate the way that other fans in Cleveland did? Did you crack open a Bud Light even though you weren't here?
I was running up and down the aisles of the airport, and I did not crack a beer. I cracked a water and had an omelet at 11:30 at night.
Well, there you go.
That was my celebration.
All right,
but I was really excited. And guys, have a good show. I'll be back on Tuesday.
Sounds good.
I'm very excited for all the fans.
Hey, Bull.
I know people were so pumped. Yeah.
Hey, Bull. You know I just had for lunch? You know what I just had for lunch, buddy boy?
What did you have for lunch, buddy boy?
Dinosaur barbecue.
Oh, that's right. You're right. You're in Syracuse. I forgot.
And it probably tasted better because of the win last night.
And it did. And Bull, it lived up to your expectations, buddy. I should never.
I would not steer you wrong. That's
not trust you on these things.
There you go. Smart man. All right. Well,
Bolt. Good luck at the enjoy game. The weekend. Enjoy the pizza.
Enjoy the bat mitzvah. Enjoy the bat mitzvah.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.